A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where do you want us to go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" He sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man will meet you carrying a jar of water. Follow him. Wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' Then he will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. Make the preparations for us there." The disciples then went off, entered the city, and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. While they were eating, he took bread and said the blessing, broke it, gave it to them, and said, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took a cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, and they all drank from it. He said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which will be shed for many. Amen, I say to you, I shall not drink again the fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." Then, after singing a hymn, he went out to the Mount of Olives. The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our Catholic Christian faith is built on the belief that God wants to be with us, that God chooses to be in relationship with us. This may seem obvious, but we know that in ancient times there were many pagan religions that kept their gods at a distance, too sacred for mere mortals to approach. Others worshipped gods who instilled fear through violent treatment of those who did not do their bidding. The God revealed to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob presented the Hebrew people with a different kind of reality. This God came close to them, inviting them into a sacred covenant where both God and the people promised commitment to one another. The covenant was often sealed with animal sacrifice and the sprinkling of the animal's blood on the people. It was a solemn ritual meant to inspire awe in the people and strengthen their desire to make their commitment permanent. Still, Scripture tells us that time after time the people strayed from God and broke their promise. Yet even when humans failed to be faithful to the covenant, God remained faithful, sending them prophets to call them back and to reveal the depths of God's love for humankind. This divine love reached its climax in Jesus, the only Son of God, who took on our human flesh. So much did God desire to be near us. In the years that Jesus walked among us, he revealed more and more of God's love, drawing his disciples and all of us into his own divine life. On the night before he died, he gave us a new covenant, sealed with the sacrifice of his own body and blood. Eucharist replaced the sacrifices of old, as Jesus promised to be with us to the end of time. We come regularly to his table because we need to remain in relationship with him. Our Amen expresses our yes to be nourished by his body and blood and to become the body of Christ we receive for the salvation of the world. Our closeness to him draws us close to the rest of the world that he loves so dearly. We come because we need to have our own commitment renewed and strengthened often. This is the profound mystery we celebrate on this solemnity of the body and blood of the Lord. Every time we approach the altar to receive Him, we express our desire to be one with Him, to remain with Him. Every time we drink of the cup, we renew our covenant to pour out our life in witness to His love and mercy. We eat and drink of Him not for our sakes only, but so that we can be strengthened to show His face to all those whose lives we touch. Such is the covenant that still binds us in His service. Such is the grace that transforms us into His body. It is an awesome gift, most worthy of our worship, worthy even more to be taken into ourselves, that we may be changed into Himself and given as food and drink for others.